Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the.
Welcome to Wrestling Inspector Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? Yes, you have a wonderful. Yes, I'm on here. She's been wrestling working for WWE, and also been wrestling for Impact Wrestling and other top places in the Indies. Give it up for Hana.
Hey everyone.
Hey.
How we doing?
Welcome to wrestling. Good. It's an honor to have you up on Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Honor to be here. Coco, stop. Sorry, my dog, he tends to whine a lot when he's away from me, so you might hear him in the background, you know, whining, me yelling at him. Yeah.
Hey.
So what's up? I liked the one song. It was really fun.
Yes, I had to borrow that from Wale, definitely. Yeah, definitely like the freestyling of Razor Ramon's entrance. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you want to go ahead and talk about?
Yes. Do you have an athletic background before entering pro wrestling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was born into a family, like my mom, well, obviously everyone's born in a family, but no. My mom's a dance teacher. My dad's a gymnastics coach. So, you know, growing up doing, you know, that performing type stuff anyways. So I did, you know, that, baton twirling, cheerleading, all that. So, you know, it's more of an athletic performance type background. Like, I'm not good at, like, baseball or softball or anything like that. Like, I can barely catch anything. But, you know, if you want me to do, you know, a standing back tuck off a beam or something like that, that's not a problem.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. I've always been, like, a wrestling fan. It's one of those things where, like, you know, when you're little, you see it. And you're like, oh, you know, this is great. But then, you know, you have your mom that wants you to be, you know, the ballerina, you know, the Rockette, that type. So obviously a woman doesn't watch wrestling, you know, at that time, you know, late 80s, early 90s. It was one of those things where, like, you know, a four-year-old shouldn't be watching wrestling. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so my mom, she would always make sure, you know, it would be turned off. But then, you know, a couple years later, I turn it back on, like, somehow, like, I would always be brought back to wrestling, like, throughout my entire life, you know what I mean? And one day, I was, like, 23, yeah, I was 23, and I just, you know, watched it one day, and I was just like, you know, I think I can do that. ever since then, I went over to OVW and I took some private lessons from Nick Dinsmore just to see if I liked it. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. My first bump, I was just like, you know, it was, you know, real scared and everything like that. Like, especially when I'm usually taught to either land on my feet or, you know, land on my hands, not on your back or your face. You know what I'm saying? So
right. That
transition, that's still hard for me even today, nowadays, you know, to really like, oh, what, you know. But when I took my first back bump, oh, my God, I was like, I want to do it again. And it just, you know, and then it just grew. It turned from just something that I liked, and then, you know, it grew into this. So I'm really happy where, you know, I'm at and where I'm going, and I just try to take everything as positive as possible, and I just keep going forward and just learn as much as I can.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what's your memories of your first ever wrestling match?
Oh my god, my first match. Oh my god, that was funny. It was I was against Shania. That's one of my girls. Love her to death. And, I mean, nowadays, I mean, you know, I love her. Like, at the time, you know, we were kind of, like, fighting back and forth a little bit with our match or whatever. It's totally cool, though, because I slapped her because, you know, it kind of ticked me off a little bit. And then she slapped me back, and then we just kind of went at it. And then after that, you know, we've been cool ever since. A lot of fun.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Look,
yes,
I'm one of those girls that you know, like that 80s and 90s type style a little bit. I always like mixing like that old school in with the new school. Pretty cool.
Awesome. Yes. What's your memories of getting your first shot at working for WWE?
Oh my gosh, that was awesome. Hold on, let me take a drink of this. Okay. No, the first time that I did something with the WWE, that was just really cool. I was just, you know, being used as an extra, and I got to be a rosebud, and honestly, I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. I was just like, oh, okay, this is it. Sweet, I'm here, all right, and this is it, and all right, cool. Now I know what it's like, and I just go ahead and take all the knowledge that I took from everyone. Everyone there was just so nice and kind and, you know, very just like, it was really cool. I loved it. I loved doing, you know, stuff like that, especially being around people like that, because usually, you know, you hear like crazy stories, you know what I mean? In, you know, how the news nowadays, you don't know if it's real, you don't know if it's true or whatever, but all you could say is, you know what, this person treated me with respect, you know what, I'll treat you with respect, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, how it worked backstage, and I thought that was really cool.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like working with Bayley?
Oh, no, Bayley's great. Oh, my God. It was just, you know, it was great. It was a great opportunity to work with a great wrestler. And, you know, and plus, you know, we got to talk and everything like that. And she was able to give me, you know, knowledge and advice and stuff like that. And I just, you know, closed my mouth, opened up my ears, and I listened. And I think that's why, I'm slowly getting to, like, you know, in all these, like, different places because, you know, I want to, you know, be able to get up there, and I want to be able to not only, you know, have fun, but be serious at the same time and really take this, you know, to, you know, what everyone's best possibility of, like, what themselves are for the wrestling community, you know what I mean, and bring that to the table.
Right. Awesome. What was it like backstage at WWE Raw?
Oh, it's just, you know, the same, just like, you know, being backstage at like probably at let alone like, you know, any show or, you know, whether it's, you know, wrestling or a concert or something, you know, you have you know, your employees back there, everyone's all doing their job and stuff, kind of minding their own business. Everyone's just, you know, on their path and doing good. But, like, you know, when people weren't, you know, busy or whatever, you know, they'd check around, you know, we'd all, you know, shake each other's hands, you know, talk stuff like that. So it was just really cool. It's just really, you know, relaxed. I don't know what else to, like, really say about it, you know, because, you know, you're there to do a job, and you go ahead and, you know, and you just go there, you listen, you do a great job of what, like, even if they, like, when I was a Rosebud, they told us, you know, go crazy, go wild, you know, go do this and that, and that's exactly what we all did. And, you know, I came out, and on Monday, I think I came out in, like, a Santa out, or no. No, the first when I came out, the first time I was a Rosebud, I came out in this tutu I borrowed from my mom's dance studio because she puts on the Nutcracker every year. And so right. I was the what's it called? I was like the winter or the Snow Queen. That's what it was. It was a Snow Queen costume that my mom used. And then I bought a crown. I had a bun and everything. Super cute. And then the next day I had like a Santa outfit because it was in December. So, you know, go with the holidays.
Awesome.
Yeah, but actually, it's just really cool. It's just like hanging out with, you know, everyone else. Yeah, like, you know, your first time and meeting, you know, certain people that, you know, you've seen, you know, most of your life, or like you know that not just like just them being famous, you want to get to know like their mind and like how it works business-wise and everything like that. And just like, you know, like I get that where like it's, you know, it's cool having like these people around you. But, you know, they're just like you and me. And once, you know, you shake that off and everything like that, you know, everyone is just, it's really cool out there backstage right. behind WWE. It really is.
Right. And I definitely I like your Hill Man and Resins also working with Ellie also. It was
Oh, thanks. I tried, you know. I mean, someone had to what's it called, give her a little bit of an eye opener. Not everyone is super nice.
Yes, that's Bailey basically her personality outside the ring also, definitely even for years, definitely she loved the hugger basically.
Mhm.
Yeah. Also, I mean, did you have the chance to run into Vince McMahon?
Yeah, it was only the first time when I got there as a, you know, Rosebud. You know, he came by. We all, you know, said hello. We all, you know, shook his hand and stuff. And that was pretty much it, you know, because he's busy. You know, he's got to run a whole show and a network and pretty much this big, giant company. You know what I mean? So it was just like a
right.
passerby thing, but that was really cool.
Right.
Yeah, just having that, like, walk of business knowledge, like, just walk by you. Because, you know, like I said, you know, my mom's a dance teacher, my dad's a gymnastics coach, they own their own businesses. So growing up, besides doing the performance side, I also have a business mind as well. And just seeing what wrestling was way back in the day and to what it is now, whether it's WWE or, you know, or anything else, like, I just think it's a lot better now, and it's grown so much. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, it definitely is growing leaps and bounds, and definitely women's wrestling for the last 7 years has been growing fast.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like, that's one of those things where, like, I always just thought that, like, women's wrestling was always, you know, I didn't really, like, I mean, yeah, I can understand where everyone's going, like, oh, the movement and the empowerment of women and stuff. But even when I was little, I always saw women wrestlers. I mean, they even had, you know, before, obviously, the Netflix show now. But, you know, they had GLOW. They had, you know, Women's of Wrestling. They had, you know, all these other type of, you know, women companies. Yeah, did it not get as much attention? You know, yeah, I get it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm just one of those people, I never thought that we were down. I just always thought that, oh, you know, this is what women can do. I mean, but I was also brought up with, you know, watching, like, the very end of, like, you know, Sherry Martel and and the beginnings of, like, you know, well, this is also a real big jump, but, like, you know, Trish, and then you could also go back to where, like, you know, there's Moolah, and just, there's just so many of them, you know what I mean? And they're all beautiful, and they all kicked ass. Oh, sorry, am I allowed to curse on here?
Alrighty, here,
probably
yes.
Not.
Yes,
well, yeah,
you
I'll try to keep it down. Sorry,
you can do it. Yeah, you can do it anywhere is basically uncensored.
Gotcha. I'll try to keep it as business as possible, but yeah, like I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, the attitude area, and then, like, after that, like, I can understand where people are coming from, and, like, what girls were used and stuff like that, but, you know, I just think it's just, you know, the way how we carry ourselves. I always feel empowered, and I know a lot of other girls, they always feel empowered, and they don't, you know, we're there and we're here. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of girls that can go toe-to-toe with, you know, a lot of the guys. You know what I mean? And more power to them. You're like, whew. But, yeah. But I do like, you know, how everything is going, where, like, people are being, like, more open about it. And I'm just like, you know, that's cool.
Yes, it's definitely amazing, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I will say this, the level of wrestling has gone, like, it's gone up a lot. I would, like, it's really cool.
Yes, it's been going to leaps and bounds and amazing, definitely.
Mhm.
And it's a high demand for it, definitely, in every aspect of the business now.
Oh yeah, but just like any business, the product has to be good, whether it's, you know, man, woman, whoever, you know.
Yes.
So what else is going on?
Yes. Memories of you getting your first shot at Impact Wrestling?
Oh my gosh, that was really cool. The first time I got to be a zombie. Oh, that was totally cool for Rosemary. And that was really cool. Again, the locker room, everyone. It was just, you know, everyone is all cool with each other. Everyone is just, you know, all about, you know, business, and, you know, it was really great, you know, great experience. I don't know, like, how detailed, like, you want me to go or whatever, but, like, I just, you know, looked at it, you know, just like a regular job. And then when I got to, when I got the opportunity to wrestle Rosemary, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, just a great opportunity for me. And I always try to take every opportunity as, like, okay, I got to do something with this. You know what I mean? I can't, like, you got to go for it. Because if you don't, then what's the point of you doing it? You know what I mean?
Right. That is true.
But, yeah, it was totally cool. Everyone, you know, treated me with, you know, respect, opened me with open arms, gave me a bunch of advice. I got to meet a lot of important people. It was really cool. I'm just really humbled for, like, all the experiences that I get. I'm just one of those type of people. This is, like, this is awesome. Take it for every, you know, what second that I can take, I guess.
Right. Yes, that was definitely a good experience right there. In front of television and everything, and a wrestling show, and even with working with their talent.
Mhm.
Yes. And did you have the chance to meet with the head guy of Impact Wrestling now, the new head guy, Ed Noho?
I might have. You know, anytime when you get opportunities like that, you shake everyone's hand, you know, and you introduce yourselves and stuff. It's just, I'm more of a face person. Sometimes, you know, I can't connect, like, names with faces and stuff like that. But I mean, I could have, but I don't think at the time that it was happening. You know what I mean? I was more focused on, you know, what my job was there. You know what I mean? I wasn't really like trying to like nose my way in or anything. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people that gets in other people's business or anything like that. I just, you know, hi, hello, you know, you got any wrestling advice? Oh yeah, cool. You know, there's this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just try to keep it nice and chill. So I could have not. But if I haven't, I would like to meet him. That would be really cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was the time when Jeff Jarrett was there also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, he was really cool.
What was it like working with Rosemary?
Oh, Rosemary, yeah. No, she was real cool and everything like that. I wrestled, I worked with her before with WTF. It's up in like Indiana or Illinois. It's like one of those two states. I can't remember. It could be Indiana.
Right.
But yeah, no. Oh, yeah. It's just great experience. Plus, it's the way how, you know, we think and everything like that and the different perspectives and stuff. And it's just, it's always great to learn from someone who's been around for, you know, God knows how long and has been, you know, at all different places and has the knowledge of, you know, so many different people. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
It's just really cool.
What's your memories of working at ACW and, in Florida?
Oh, I actually just wrestled for them last night, actually. Their sports complex that they have.
Yes.
Really cool place. Plus, it's got, you know, a bar and stuff like that in there, so that's really cool, you know, for, like, the customers and stuff. Because, honestly, I'm a little old school. I miss the olden days where, like, you'd see, like, the people back in, like, the 80s and 90s holding up their plastic cups of, like, beer or whatever. They're like, yeah. So, I mean, nowadays, I mean, yeah, there are people who do that now, but you just don't see it, obviously, you know, as much anymore. And, but, yeah, no, it's a really cool place, great people. You know, I also did a show with them at a bike fest, which was a lot of fun. I love with bikers. Plus, I ended up cutting a promo and almost getting into a fight with the lead singer of the cover band or whatever that was going there. And then we almost had a match in the ring. It was pretty sweet.
That could have been into a mixed tag team also.
Yeah, no, that would be cool. No, I'm trying to do a mixed tag match with at least, you know, one of my guy friends, because I've got this feud going on with Vanilla Vargas and Angel Fashion at CKCW up in Cleveland, Ohio. And every time I try to go and fight Vanilla for the title and everything, Angel's always right there, and he always ends up, you know, screwing up the match or, you know, something, and screwing, you know, with me, and, you know, and I always end up losing, and, you know, it's making me mad. And then the last time, this dude, I'll just put it that way, this dude ended up kissing me on my mouth in the middle of a match, totally blindsided me with it. I was, oh my God, it was the most grossest thing ever. I ended up turning around, and then I can't remember what happened after that. I just know Vanilla ended up clocking me with something, and I'm just like, oh, that was gross. I'm still mad at that.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they've got a show up in, like, February. It's the one with Eric Bischoff.
Right.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Definitely. And you also worked with a alumni from the show, Jocelyn Navarro, also.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think the first time that her and I wrestled, it was for the AIWF Women's Championship belt at Northwest Ohio Wrestling up in the Toledo, Ohio area. It was 419 where I'm from. But and then I ended up winning that match. And then I think we did end up doing like a mixed tag one time. I can't remember. It's been so long. Oh, and then I ended up fighting her at Girl Fight. That's, oh my God. I got so mad. All because, okay, because in this match, you know, I ended up, you know, messing up with her makeup or whatever. And then this girl jumps on me and rips off my false eyelashes. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Like, yeah. Like, that was just, oh, my God. No, she literally sat on me, held my arms down, and literally, she held my arms down with her knees and ended up ripping them off and started waving them in the air. Everyone in the crowd thought it was hilarious. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't to me, yeah, that would be funny, but it happened to me. So, like, yeah, no, did not think it was funny.
bully tactics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started it, but, I mean, she didn't have to rip my eyelashes off.
Right.
Speaking of which, we need a revenge match.
Right, definitely.
Oh, my God, that would be so sweet.
Like Ohio
revenge match.
Fight or something. Yeah.
Yes. Either that or a cage match. I think I would probably like the cage. Well, the street could be fun, too. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see. Someone book it.
Right.
Jocelyn Navarro versus Miss Hana.
Uh-oh. She could be listening right now.
Oh, my God. We could even do like a, huh? What are we saying?
Never know. She could be listening right now. And
let her listen. What is she going to do? What is she going to do? I'm all the way down in Florida. She's in Ohio, up in Cleveland.
Right.
Or no,
right.
No, past that. No, Elyria area. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Yes.
Yeah, at Mega Championship Wrestling. That's where she's at. So she can listen all she wants. What's she going to do?
Uh-oh. Yes. What was it like working?
Someone else?
Go right ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, so, you know, what else would you like to know?
Yes, what was it like working for Shawn Promotion?
For whose?
Shawn Russman.
Oh, Shawn, oh, yeah, oh, my God, no, that was awesome. That was totally awesome. I got to be around a bunch of girls that were really important. Oh, my gosh, totally awesome. It was just, oh, plus the crowd was sweet, and it was just, oh, my gosh, it was totally cool. Plus, the promoters are really cool, very, you know, like, it's just, I don't know, it's really good atmosphere, and I love it. And that's the atmosphere I always like to be in. It's just, you know, like, where everyone, we all, like, you know, like, with the promotion and us wrestlers for the promotion, everything, you know, we all got to, like, you know, do this together.
Right. Yes, definitely a great promotion to work for.
Oh, yeah, that was like, put it this way, like, you know, Shine was definitely, well, I think I was on like the Sparkle, yeah, because that was the first match, so I was like the Sparkle match, but it's still the fact that I got to stand in front of the Shine, and I just think for women, having that on your, you know, wrestling resume, even if it's just once or whatever, it's the fact that, you know, you were there and everything like that, you had a great experience, you know, it's just, you know, I think that just looks good, but, you know, like, you know, just, but I do also know, you know, other women who, you know, haven't gone to, like, you know, certain, you know, bigger promotions and have gone to the top or have gone to Japan or have gone, you know, overseas, you know, over to in Europe or whatever, you know what I mean? But, yeah, no, I just, that was really cool. That was one of my bucket lists.
Awesome. Yes, definitely a huge highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Would it be possible that you could be working with Joey Ryan one day in the future?
Huh?
With Joey Ryan.
That I'm what? Sorry, I'm a little hard to hear.
Oh, you know Joey Ryan?
Yeah.
And could it be
yeah,
a
I did a show
that...
with him at CKCW. I mean, he was there. Like, we didn't, like, wrestle or anything like that. But, yeah, no, you know, he was there.
Yeah, there could be another mixed tag team or in the gender right there in the future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you never know. I don't know. I was thinking about bringing in one of my, you know, friends, but I have to go and call him because he's got, you know, a really busy schedule and stuff. But that would be kind of fun, though, that all of a sudden I'm just like, all right, guys, you think you're, you know, so bad, Vanilla and Angel, guess who I brought? People are going to be like, what?
Oh, everyone loves Joey. Everyone knows him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he was really cool.
Right. Yes, even Macaulay Culkin also, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was cool. I don't know. I'm a fan of, like, the slight crossovers. Like, do you remember the one time where, like, Hugh Jackman came in? I think it was on Raw. And he ended up, who did he end up punching in the face? Oh, I can't remember. He was, like, on the outside. He ended up punching someone in the face. And I just thought it was, like, it was awesome. That, like, I totally popped for that. That was, like, yeah! Plus, I mean, Hugh Jackman, you know, is hot. So, you know, you can't go wrong with that either.
Right. Definitely.
But it was just too cool.
Right. And I still say that Hugh Jackman is Magnus. They got to be twins, yeah. From brothers.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think it was just because, well, yeah, no, because Hugh Jackman is what, from, like, Australia, and then, but Magnus, isn't he from, like, England or something?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, totally way opposite parts of the pond.
Right. Amazing. I still say that he needs to be in the wrestling business. He has to.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus, like, and, like, I do remember when David Arquette went in. I mean, I was like, what is this? What is this? Because, you know, we didn't go to, like, movies or anything like that, you know, growing up. You know, so I didn't know really anything about, like, you know, Ready to Rumble. Oh, my God, which is one of my favorite movies ever, even though it's so just not, like, it's just one of those movies where you just, like, shake your head and you're just like, what? But, you know, when, you know, you're, like, intoxicated, you know, you had a few drinks or something, or, you know, you do whatever you do, you know, and then you watch it, it's, like, one of the best movies ever, you know?
Right. Well, yes, and he was actually the WCW champion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was cool for what? Wasn't it like a week or something? And he even still talks
right.
about that to this day. I was watching, Ridiculousness the other night, and he happened to be on it, which I think it was a rerun just because what they were talking about, it seemed really old. And then he was talking about it. It's like, yeah, WCW, you know, heavyweight champion. And then they were watching like backyard wrestling clips and people getting hurt. And I was just like, oh my God. But yeah, that's another one of my favorite shows, is Ridiculousness.
Right.
Too funny.
And you also work with Maria Manic also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at PWR in Erie, Michigan.
Right.
I've worked her a few times.
Right. And
yeah.
She.
So what about her?
Yeah, she's definitely a. What's your thoughts on working with her?
Oh, I mean, you know, she's just like everyone else. Just a great, good worker. You know, you just go in, you can do your job, and you just go. As long as, you know, we're all good in the end, that's all that matters, right?
Right. I still remember a couple of years ago when I heard her, I was saying that first I thought it was Brooke Hogan and
Oh, yeah, but I think a lot of, anyone that's, like blonde and tan and just, has that gorgeous body look of, the big boobs, the cute butt, everything like that. Especially with wrestling,
right.
Yeah, that can be confused, but I loved her Barbie gimmick. I mean, I like her gimmick
now, definitely.
Too, I mean, good girl and everything like that, but, I don't think I ever heard a lot about her getting mixed with, like, Brooke Hogan or anything like that, but, I mean, I can definitely see it. But, I mean, that would definitely be a compliment, though, only because, Brooke Hogan, she's hot. I mean, I'm not gay or anything. Nothing wrong with it. It's just, I can look at both, men and women and be like, yeah, no, you're really good looking. Yeah, you're really good looking, too. And I don't need to, like, make a pass or anything. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think that she, I think people will believe it if she had the Hogan gimmick right there. One night.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I mean, she'd probably have to, come down here to Florida and obviously talk with like Hogan and stuff because with their last name and rights and all that other type of stuff. But oh yeah, easily.
Right. Right.
Honestly, that would be really cool seeing her. And I mean, I don't know if Hogan can actually like. I don't know. Do you think Hogan would still wrestle given his age, though?
I would say why not? He's still...
Like one match?
He's still in good shape. Yeah, he's still in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't hear him having, like, major knee surgeries or back, stuff or anything like that anymore, and he's still all jacked. That would be cool seeing her and Hogan as, like, a mixed tag for, like, for a match. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, both of them flexing their arms and stuff. Oh, my God, that'd be awesome. I would eat that up.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, if I was sitting out in the fans, I'd be like, yeah.
The red and yellow.
God, I love that song. I love his, what's it called, his entrance music.
Real American, yeah.
She was fun. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, have you seen the... Oh, what's it called? They did it back in, like, the 80s or whatever, and Vince McMahon ends up, like, singing some song, and, like, and they've got their wrestlers, like, Macho Man's, like, playing, like, the trumpet, and a couple other dudes are playing, like, the saxophones, and then someone's doing the drums, and then Hogan is doing, like, the bass and the top, and him with his hair and everything, and he's just all, like, rocking it out, and then Vince McMahon's all dancing and stuff, and he's got the, oh, my God, too funny. My God. See, I'm that type of stuff. Like, yeah, go ahead and be serious. I get that, but every once in a while, you got to have a little bit of fun. Show your, your fun side. Because honestly, like, I miss 80s wrestling. But, everyone has their preference. And, and I think that's what makes everyone different is they all have their different, like preferences. And what can you make your own, further than like everyone else, and then that's what makes you great.
Right, and I definitely remember that right there with Stan Back at the Slammies, Slammies during that time also, right in 87. It was basically in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
At one of their hotels, the Omni Hotel, basically, and they had enough room to put it there. Also, it was definitely amazing. Also, to see Vincent Mann up there performing and others also, and they showing their music videos and doing other skits backstage.
Oh, yeah. Plus, oh, my God, my favorite part of that was the dancers, the girls, because they had, like, the long, but, like, they weren't super short skirts, but they weren't, like, super long ones, you know what I mean? And showed just enough leg. And they had, you know, like, sequins and stuff. And they're doing just, like, those flashy late 80s, early 90s dance moves and stuff. Oh, pardon me. And it was just,
right.
Oh, my God. It was just like, and plus it coming from, you know, a dance perspective and just seeing how easy that choreography was, but it still looked big and impactful. It looked flashy. It was great. And then the fact that Vince McMahon was able to move his feet like that and shake his hips and flick out his hands and stuff. Oh, my God. It was I appreciate it. I love the creativity of that type of stuff. I love what it takes for people to do that type of stuff and to get up and be silly. And, you know, I'm not afraid to go ahead and be silly. Go for it. Let's have some fun. We live once. Let's do this.
Right. And I remember they was like teasing about it, about Vince McMahon performing at Trump's inauguration using that also. I'm standing back again.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. No, that was. Oh my God, that's one of my favorite things about the fact that we have. I don't care. Political party. This is not a political debate. I just think it's cool the fact that the president of the United States clotheslined Vincent Kennedy McMahon, punched him numerous times in the head, stood up, popped his jacket, and just walked off. And then after that, helped shave his head. And after he helped get his, after he helped shave Vince McMahon's head, he gets stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, and I was there at WrestleMania 23. That was my first wrestling match experience. That was the most coolest thing ever. And I had floor seats. It was awesome. Loved it.
Right. The 45th president.
But yeah, that was also at the time. You know, he was just the apprentice dude or whatever. And that's how I look at it. I don't see anything else. I just, like, see it like that. And I just think that's totally cool. If you can't laugh at yourself, then how are you going to enjoy life? Plus, when Boogeyman, I remember the one promo like with Boogeyman, like Donald Trump is like, he's talking on the phone or something, and Boogeyman is all next to him, and he's got like worms coming out or something, and he's all, you know, doing the kooky, crazy-eyed thing or whatever. And Donald Trump is like, dude, you need like, just totally like brushed him off like it was nothing. And oh my God, like, oh my God, that's another one of my favorite wrestlers is Boogeyman. Oh my God. Totally cool. I just love everything that he, like the movements that he does and how, like, just full on, just like, oh, he just goes for it 100%. No, not even 100%. It's like, it's 100,000%. Like, he just, oh, love it. I just think it's cool. I don't know if it's